We are delighted to be joined by Rick Wilson, who owns the legendary Shamrock Bar, East Michigan Avenue, joining us. Of course, Rick, longtime city employee and longtime with the Jackson YMCA. Rick, appreciate the visit. What are you up to?
Good morning, GLC. Not much, to be honest with you. You know, still the one thing that this has done is given us an opportunity to do a few projects around the Shamrock and, you know, just try and get ready to reopen someday, hopefully.
Yeah, so you're pretty much shut down there?
Yeah, we're completely shut down. We are considering to possibly start opening on the weekends for takeout only. Been working with, the people that work here to see what their schedules are looking like. And so we may try to do a little bit of that, not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Yeah, it's tough. You don't have a big staff, but you got people that count on you, Rick. And it's the same with all these small business owners and these mom and pops and the corner taverns. It's really rough.
Well, you're exactly right. It's extremely frustrating, especially on behalf of my employees to see what they have gone through with this unemployment situation. None of them have received unemployment. They've all been denied. Then they've all been sent letters. Don't worry, we have to change the system. And I understand there's a lot that has happened, but I know of a lot of people that have started receiving their unemployment. But these people they need it and they count on it. And as an employer, for 9.5 years, I've paid into that system, and now we have to use it, and we have to depend on it, and unfortunately, we have not been able to depend on it.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up. The Secretary of State is having a virtual town hall meeting. She's going to address some of those issues today at 2:00. Now, to get to the town hall meeting, you have to go to the Secretary of State's website. You'll have to either log in or sign in, but and everybody agrees, Rick, no one ever anticipated to be flooded with this many people seeking unemployment, and that's probably the biggest part of the problem.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. I was a little frustrated again when I listened to I think it's Don Manico, I know I'm not saying his name right, but he's the head of the unemployment office, the director of unemployment, at his YouTube, and the questions that were asked, none of the questions really pertain to employees. It all pertained to the system and how the system was down. And I'm glad that they're doing this virtual town hall. I will definitely be on it because I'll ask questions about the employees or for the employees. And where they're at with all of this, because none of those questions got asked and none of them got answered.
Yeah, Secretary of State today at 2:00. So
yeah, I will
you can log
I
into
will.
That or sign in somehow on their website. Rick Wilson with us from the Shamrock. So Rick, let's put another hat on. Long time with the YMCA. Of course, they're going through their program right now to try to build a new Y, and this is going to be a setback, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it really will be. But I have a lot of confidence in the community, always have a lot of confidence in the people who have stepped forward and said that they would be able, that they're going to, donate to the project. And now more than ever, I guarantee you that's something that we need to wrap up and get going, because that's something that our community can really look forward to. I've always thought it's a very important, integral part of our community and the downtown area. As this is going on, they're still serving 200 to 250 breakfasts and lunches, and then they're doing it with a skeleton staff of about, I think, 3 or 4 people. So, they're staying busy. And like I said, I do have the confidence of the community that this project is still going to get done. Might get delayed a little bit, because we were on a fast track to make that happen. Shauna and everybody was working so hard at it. Things were coming together, but it's far from gone. It's going to happen, Greg.
Yeah, you really got that ball rolling, Rick. But really have a good team put together there.
Oh, they have a great team with the addition of Scott from Consumers Energy and the board president Matt Kerfman, who works very hard on all this. And you know, I don't want to miss a bunch of names because I don't have them in front of me. But there's the different committees that they have formed with the right people. Like we said, we got this thing rolling, you know, 5-6 years ago, and we learned a lot through the process. And it was just nice to see these new people. Just they came in, you know, we had been talking with them, and then they dove in head first, and they are ready to participate and really get involved. And of course, you know what Consumers has done for us, and Henry Ford, and all the credit unions have just been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, a lot of big business has stepped up, and you know, a lot of those small donations too, Rick. That's really where it's going to happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at the members, and when we did our 24 for 24, you know, where they donated X amount of dollars each month for 24 months, and then so many people said, just continue that. I want to keep contributing, because you know they too are all on board for this project. Like I said, I hate to miss names. I wish I had a list in front of me, and I think what would be really nice someday is to just to go on your program and just kind of list all the donors. It might take a little while, but it's people that you know, they need to be known to the community, the things that they're doing. When I was with the Y, I would always tell a business owner that you know, they didn't want to be recognized, and I would say, you know, it's nice to recognize you, because I guarantee you your employer is going to be proud that you are doing this for the community. And you know, and when you get the recognition out there, that just brings more people into you know, or to the table, and can help us get it done a lot faster.
Well, thanks for all the work you did to really get that off the ground. Let's go back to the small business, and how difficult is it going to be to bring these corner taverns back, Rick?
Well, I think that you know, I've been going through it in my mind and doing measuring in the Shamrock, and hopefully going to the city and get some outdoor license to serve outdoors, so we can maintain a pretty steady crowd. It's, as you know, the Shamrock is you can fit about 50 to 60 people in here, and you know, with about, I got a feeling we're going to be probably pushed back to about 20 to 25, which would help us. I mean, we maintain that number throughout the day. We'll be fine. But we are counting a lot on some of the loans and some of the grants that unfortunately we have not been able to get here at Shamrock. That's another frustration, as you see what's going on with the payroll protection program, where these large companies with thousands of employees have applied and got tens of millions of dollars. You know, I would have thought, and even locally, with the state and some of the city money that was made available through the Dreammaker, is I would think that you would look at those businesses that the revenue has stopped completely first. That we have no money coming in, because I sure would still like to take care of my employees, and we're still, you know, we're doing our best to make that happen. But it's just frustrating when you see other organizations and companies and things that are still running at full speed ahead, you know, 100%, and they're receiving the dollars when I think they were meant more for, you know, the small businesses like myself and others around the community.
Yeah, this second round that is just, it's going to be passed tomorrow in the Senate, is the fight was for small business, and that money, for the most part, is going to go to hospitals and the truly the small businesses, which was that's what it was intended for. You're right. Some businesses did play the system.
Yeah, well, you know, and we're ready to go. I mean, we are. Our application is in with the bank. Of course, they stopped taking or processing applications. So the bank that I do business with is ready to submit that, and you know, and hopefully this time around, you know, we get recognized, because I can tell you, GLC, I will bring, you know, the people back here to Shamrock, and we would open for takeout, and because I know they, you know, they're starting to struggle a little bit, and I'm not gonna, you know, I don't want to let them do that. I don't like, you know, they've been such loyal employees to me, and you know, and to Lauren also, that we're gonna do everything we can do to make sure that their lives can remain comfortable and that they have a future to look forward to here at the Shamrock.
Rick Wilson with us on WKHM. Rick, keep up the good work. Keep your chin up. Hopefully you get in on this second round of business loans here. I'm sure you will. Call me if you don't. I'll call Mnuchin for you. Stay safe out there.
Thank you, GLC. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.